Hello and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to My Pet Wimp. Please find yourself a nice, comfy spot, a place where you will go undisturbed by the outside world. A place where I will have total control. And you know how to give it up, don't you? You've been giving it up all your life. And now you're ready for more. So go ahead. Lie back. Take in a deep, cleansing breath. And prepare yourself. As you relax, as peace and serenity starts to settle in, you should begin to hear what sounds like the ocean in the distance. The calming sound of water washing up the shore wave after wave. You are secluded. You are safe. And you are at peace. Feel the wonderful warmth from the sun above. Its embracing light wraps around you. You can feel your scalp beginning to tingle as the warmth, as the light begins to fill you, flooding in through every pore, every hair follicle, taking over your scalp, relaxing muscle, relaxing your mind as it works its way down, taking you with it. Working down, you feel the warmth spread down, down your forehead, relaxing every line. Every tiny wrinkle being released as the warmth flows down, relaxing your eyebrows to your eyelids, inching down your nose. The warmth spreads across your cheeks. And you feel your body releasing, your head growing ever heavier, heavier into the sand beneath your body. You can feel the warmth as it crosses. You feel them relax, and they may even slightly part as the sun moves down your chin, inching its way down, down your neck, relaxing your throat, your head and neck, release of stress. Sun spreads across your shoulders. You can feel it from shoulder to shoulder as your shoulders burrow deeper into the sand. And the sun spills over into your arms, inching inching its way down your bicep. Inch by inch, filling them with the warm light, filling you, relaxing you, taking you even deeper down as the flow of warmth and light moves down, flowing through your elbows, through your elbows and spilling into your forearm. Your arms growing heavier and heavier as you go deeper. You feel the flow through your wrists, the relaxation and warmth spilling into your hands, all the way to the tip tops of your fingers. Your arms completely enveloped in the warm rain light. Heavy at yourself with that tension. And you can feel that sun that spreads from shoulder to shoulder. Warm and inviting and relaxing, spilling into your lungs, flowing warmth into your lungs so that with each and every breath you take in, you breathe in peace, you breathe in warmth, you breathe in the light. And it overflows into your beating heart. And your beating heart pumps it through your veins. The warmth, the relaxation pump through your veins, rib. By red, the sun, the warmth, the light, inches its way down, taking you with it. You feel your body grow ever heavier and heavier as it spills over, spilling into your waist, filling every organ, large and small, from belly button to spine. The light, the warmth, consumes you, flowing at peace and tranquility down, down through your hips, down, down into your legs, flowing peace, flowing warmth, down, down through your thighs, inch by inch, your legs grow heavier and heavier, inch by inch, the sun takes hold, takes over, flowing down through your thighs, down through your knees, into your calves. The peace, the relaxation, intense, complete, And as the flow of light spreads down, flows down through your calves, through your ankles, spilling into your feet. From the heels of your feet to the tip tops of your toes, the light flows through you, cleanses you. Your body heavy, thoroughly and deeply relax from this wonderful hypnotic level. You will see what I show you. You will feel what I tell you to feel. And everything you experience here will bring you pleasure. Pleasure you've known before, and new pleasures. Your naked body, lying here peacefully on the beach. See yourself as though you're removed from your body. See yourself lying there. Cloudless day. The sounds of surf, sand. And as you look around, I want you to see you are not alone. I want you to see bodies of others in the distance. You are on a nude beach. My nude beach. People passing by you now. Women. Men. No one paying attention to you, of course. You're no one of consequence. A loner. An outsider. You see the beautiful women. You'd love to get their attention. You can feel yourself wanting. As you always do. Always wanting. An unsatisfied hunger. An unfulfilled yearning. I want you to see the men walking by you. No heads turned. They all look straight ahead. Let your gaze go down below. Between their legs. I want you to see the thick, fat meat that hangs there. You know you can't compare. You realize why no one is looking at you. Why you feel invisible. But this feeling is familiar to you. You always feel invisible. Unworthy. You've always felt puny, minuscule, inadequate next to real men. That's because spineless wimps won't or can't rouse themselves to try. You don't even try. Why bother? It's easier to be a loser or to be a wimp. For there are no expectations from you. But you still want them to see you. You can't help but want them to see you. You can't wait for the next humiliation. A woman looking at you. Seeing you for who and what you really are. Hearing the names loser, scrub, win. You can't help but humiliate yourself in front of everyone. Because it feels good. To feel undersized, to be trivial and trifling. For people to see how stunted you are emotionally, physically. You can't help but feel pleasure with your meager, inadequate, insufficient self. So make them look. Look down the beach. I want you to see two beautiful women coming towards you. Their skin glistening in the sunlight. Their hair flowing behind them as the gentle breeze pushes through. You can hear their laughter, their sweet voices, their naked, shapely bodies growing closer. You can feel yourself growing harder. No matter how little you have to offer a woman, financially, emotionally, or even physically, you're still going to get her attention. You want it. You're ready to degrade yourself at any level. Just for a little attention, aren't you? Yes, of course you are, my pet. So go on. You know you want to. Rub it. Rub that micropenis and see if anyone notices. Come on, spread your legs. Nobody's gonna notice with them together. Don't be the fool you always are. You know you're going to humiliate yourself. Go ahead. Spread your legs and rub it like some dirty little pervert. And as they get closer, you can see their eyes darting towards you, darting away, walking by you silent. Their beautiful bodies, their beautiful faces. Pretending not to see you. But as you rub, and they ignore you, it feels good. Because they did see you. They saw you and they chose to look away. They chose to pretend you didn't exist. They are telling you. You are no one of consequence. As they pass, you can't stop rubbing. You know you're insignificant, pointless to their day. You watch them from behind as they continue to walk. You're meaningless to them. You're meaningless to most, and you like it. Don't stop rubbing. Oh, we're not done humiliating you. I want you to pull your knees to your chest. Like a bitch. The gynecologist's office. Your balls dangling. Your knees spread wide apart. And you rubbing. Non-stop. You're going to be the next show. For the next people. It's irrelevant whether it's men or women. Everybody sees you. Here, the more you rub, the more they see you. And the more unimportant you'll become. And the less significant you feel, the more senseless you feel, the harder you're gonna get. Doesn't mean you're gonna come, though. Coming is immaterial here. It's you being pointless It's you being purposefully ignored. It's the feeling that comes with being minimal. And that feeling is pleasure. Here to be ignored is to know arousal. Doesn't matter why, but I want you to see the people coming at the beach again. I want you to see a man and a woman, a couple coming towards you. And instead of stopping, you rub harder. You can feel their gaze upon you. A muscle man stud and his hot big-breasted girlfriend naked. By comparison, you know you're a slug. Your knees up to your chest and spread. Your little tiny balls microscopic by comparison. You rub it like a pussy instead of a dick. Because that's what you know you are. Perverted little pussy. That no one will ever take seriously. And it feels so good. The stuff and his girlfriend stunk. Watch. You can see the disgust on their faces. But your mind is a wimp, aren't you? And their disgust only arouses you. Yes, come on, my little wimp. See the disgust in their faces as they look at you. The beautiful woman. The real man looking down upon you. Down upon the wimp with his little bitch legs spread wide. His little bitch dick, his little bitch balls. Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. The stud reaches down, grabs his big fat piece of meat, shows you what a real man looks like. And it arouses you even more. I know you can't contain it. I know my little wimpy boy likes being put down. Likes being put in his place. Rub it, wimp boy. Rub that little pea-sized dick. And watch the stud. His girlfriend walk past you as everyone else will. No one will ever take you seriously. You're not even a threat. You're barely amusement. An entertainer like a pet monkey at the zoo. A novelty. And it feels good. For more and more we'll see what a wimp you are. And the more you like it, the more wimpy you'll become. Until everyone sees what a true wimp you are. Everyone here. And everyone in your life. For the more inadequate you feel, the more aroused you'll become. Because you're not any insignificant wimp. You're mine. And you'll abuse your body for my pleasure. You'll spread your legs wide. Let the world see just how meaningless you really are. To be ignored. To be avoided. Your fate. For you are pointless and trifling. Your cock trivial. Unsubstantial. And that's how you like it, baby. You like being in the bush league. You like being minor. Secondary to all. My worthless little wimp, rub your pussified cock. Yes, squeeze it. Go ahead. Finger fucking it. And if I make you fuck yourself here, you'll fuck yourself there. And you'll like it. Now look down the beach, my little wimp. Look down the beach, and I want you to see a group. A group of beautiful, naked, hard bodies walking toward you. You're nothing like them. You can see that from here. You're not as important. You're not as worthy. And you're nowhere close to looking like them. You know you're beneath them. They're the successful people. And you, the wimpy disgrace. You like being Mistress Candace's wimp. Entertaining the masses with your insignificance. Letting me abuse you so I can laugh at you. You like it, don't you? Yes, I know how. Small and petty you really are. Here on my beach, you do it for me. In real life, you've done it because it felt good. But now, from this point on, you're going to do it for me. You're going to humiliate, objectify, and abuse yourself for Mistress Candace. What you liked before, you will now crave. You will now abuse yourself regularly. You will let the world see what a true wimp you are. So rub it harder. Yes, harder. I want you to feel the pressure building in your wimpy little so-called dick. I want you to feel the pressure grow. I want you to feel it build and build. With each step this group of beautiful people take towards your inadequate ass. As they grow near, you can smell the success. You can see their eyes darting back and forth, looking at you, looking away. They can't decide what to do. Such a degrading spectacle. And as that pressure builds, you begin to grunt. Grunt like a dirty pig. You can't stop. Rubbing and grunting. Exposing yourself for the wimp you are. The pussy you are. The pervert you are. And as they get closer, you feel the pressure build. You know you're going to spew. You're going to spray your little tiny, tiny load. And they're not even going to notice. Looking right at you. They won't notice. You are the wimp. You will seal your fate as Mistress Candace's wimp with your own pathetic orgasm. Here they come, closer and closer, walking towards you, building the pressure as you rub. Rub it, wimp. Come on, pussy. Rub for me. When they stop in front of you to look, you're going to be rough. What little you have, my wimp. See them coming, and they're going to see you coming. Here they come, closer, look into their eyes, men and women, beautiful people, coming towards your grunting, disgusting, wimpy
body, legs spread up in the air, feet up in the air. You can feel it build. Build, here it comes. You're going to come. You want them to see you grunting out that orgasm, sealing your fate as mistress's whim. Yes. Yes, come, my pet. Come. Show them how you'll degrade yourself for me. Come and degrade. Come and degrade. Shameful and slangy. Pitiful and insignificant, yes. Unappreciated. Inconsiderable. That's it. That's your little squirt. Your little cum squirt. That's it. And that's fitting. Because what you give here, what you give now. Insignificant. For you are my web. Now. And always my web. You are the web. And it feels naughty. Naughty and good. The more you're humiliated, the harder it will be to hide your desire, to hide your arousal. You're mine, now and forever. My whim, my pussy. And every time you orgasm, it's my laugh you'll hear. It is for my amusement. Hands to the side, wimp. Watches the group walks off in disgust. Looks like they don't care either. And it feels good. Let your body fall helpless into the sand. Arms to your side. Legs straight out in front of you, and cross. Your little tiny insignificant dangle between your legs, all covered in sticky goo. Yes, my pet, when you awaken, that sticky goo is just going to stay right where it is, because you're too much of a wimp to clean it. And it'll feel good. Waking up all crusty. For when I bring you up, if you're going to bed, you're going to sleep covered in stickiness. And you're going to sleep well, you're going to dream of the beach and those who purposely ignore you. And if you're getting ready to start your day, you're going to start your day coated and crusted. A reminder of just how insignificant and wimpy you truly are. So relax as I bring you back up. Up to consciousness. Up to a place where humiliation is your best friend. Where humiliation is your true desire. Where humiliation covers you in your own seat. One. Feel me now, lifting you up above the beach. Two, floating gently up. It doesn't matter whether you remember this or not. You're at peace. Three, up above the beach so high, floating back to consciousness. Four, feeling relaxed, renewed. And five, breathe in a nice, deep, cleansing breath and release. Wonderful. We had a wonderful journey together, my pet. And I look forward to the next one. Have a wonderful day.